season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation. In this one, the knuckleheads are going to be talking about the greatest faction in Dead Zone, the Marauders. And I think Jack is going to back me up on that one.
And welcome back to the isolation station that is Mobile Armor Radio. This is season 4, episode 9, award-winning. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Multi-award-winning, forgot to say that. Did I say team building exercise?
Why don't you get the frickin' name right while you're at it?
Yeah, you...
I said team building exercise, didn't I?
No.
I didn't?
You said Mobile Armor Radio.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, let's try this again.
Take two.
Quarantine madness.
Don't you dare edit that out.
Yeah, we've... Okay.
If anyone wonders why we've got seasons and seasons of Rob being the par excellence of entertainment, it's because he does the editing. The rest of us sound like jackasses.
Welcome to the multi-award winning team building exercise. I almost screwed up again because I thought I said it wrong. This is Isolation version, season 4, episode 9, Marauders. We thought it was appropriate to do the worst faction at the worst of times. My name is Rob.
And I'm Mad Jack, looking for your petroleum.
And I am the initiator of the Dead Zone Protocol, which is the coach.
And, yep, we're doing some Marauders. We'll see how it goes. It's fun. So, Jack. Jack, you're up first, as always. Please, tell us, how much do you love the Marauders?
I
save it for later. Where's your list?
Oh, wait, you asked him to say what was good about it, and you went right to the hate and cut him off?
That's the joke.
Okay, for my leader of the Marauders, I went with the Commando Captain.
What? Commando Captain.
28 points, 3 VPs. His shoot and fight are fantastic. You can't argue with that.
Yep, you might as well not even say what they are. They're so good.
Yeah. And his pistol, hey, he comes with a pistol, so, like, you know that's dynamite.
It does have a range 3.
Except for the model has him with some sort of pole arm of some sort.
I think that's just his swagger stick. You can't actually hit somebody with a swagger stick.
No, you can't. Sergeant Slaughter, I think, may have.
Yeah, but this is no Sergeant Slaughter.
No. Although Sergeant Slaughter does have the jowly, comical appearance of a Marauder, so maybe.
You know, if any wrestler is going to be a Marauder, it would be Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, isn't it Sergeant Slaughter's so. Marauders? Isn't it his team?
Oh my God!
I think it was in the movie.
Well, that's that. I have to bow to the knowledge of someone who's a big G.I. Joe fan.
So we have to call up Rick Hall. Damn it.
We're having our Pepe Silvia moment.
And no, anyway. I do not want to upgrade a Malta while we're recording. Thank you. Jeez, this is cursed.
That would be bad.
Every time we do the Forge Fathers and the Marauders, it's
bad things happen, yeah.
Glitches.
They don't want us to do them either, so.
There it is. That's just karma.
Jack, please.
Tactical genius.
Oh, yes, please. Coach, please.
Coach, do you mind describing the tactical genius?
Not at all. Tactical genius is the greasiest of the greasiest of the greasies, which is basically you use your command dice, and the active model may use and discard one of your opponent's move, shoot, fight, command dice results. This result may only played once per activation. The active model may not use a move, shoot, or fight command dice result from the owning player's dice command dice pool.
Nice to be complicated there, but yeah.
Well, basically, you steal it and you use it.
But you can't steal their ability. You can just steal the splat.
Right. I mean, yeah, you could steal a splat, but...
You don't get their ability, you get your ability.
You get your ability.
Oh, jeez. I heard it coming from miles away.
How's it going?
Hey, Georgie.
It's been a while, I'm sorry.
Well, didn't you have the green plague or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Goblona virus.
That's right.
Mm. But I have gotten over it, and I am good.
It didn't get over you.
Yeah. So what's up? How's it going?
You sound out of sorts.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I have been a little crazy recently.
Like for the past 5 years?
You know what? How about you shut up, Rob?
Already starting.
Jack, you've got to put him on a leash. What's wrong with you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it, Jack.
He's lashing out in anger. He's getting stir crazy.
Jack, you know I love you, but put him on a leash, please.
Okay. We'll do a little puppy play later.
Make sure you don't put this in the final episode. I know you control the edit, Jack, so...
Unfortunately for our friend John, this will all make it in.
Good.
So, yeah, Georgie, it's been a slice, but we do have to get going. Hopefully you're...
Wow, Jack's sending, you're sending him away.
Jack, you're kicking me out the...
Not today.
I like this change of events.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
that's that passive aggressive. Like, well, I know you guys got a lot to do, so I won't keep you.
Hey, Jack, I thought we had something.
Don't let the door hit you on the way.
I thought what we had was special, Jack.
I just thought since you seemed out of sorts that you'd like to, you know, retire back to your nest, possibly keep hoarding your toilet paper and your and avoiding the 5G network.
Did you notice that Georgie got pissed and? I thought we had a good thing here, Jack.
He resorted to a little mafia.
Oh, forget about it.
4 years ago, he would have cried, talked about his tomatoes. Now he's going to cement shoes.
Georgie's growing a beard, too.
Oh.
Goblin's going to have beards?
Everybody in this house is just growing a beard. Except Chief Momoka. He's a bitch.
Don't think so.
Do I have to bleep that? Is that a bad word?
No, it's a female dog, so it's all right.
Even your Hulks are growing beards?
I don't want to talk about it.
You had to do that. You had to do that, Rob? Well, I know Rob had to do that.
I don't like talking about it. Jack?
Yes, Georgie. This is just between two of us. No one else can hear it.
Jack?
Yes, Georgie.
Jack?
Jack doesn't know how to respond now. He's like...
Jack, you're supposed to say what?
What, Georgie?
I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Rob's being a jerk.
Your beard is making you a little cocky.
Don't pull this
head giveaway.
Come with me, Rob. You're already on my
not today.
What's today?
Wow.
Wow. That's going to be a lot more edits.
Yeah. It's not even my fault.
I have no time on my hands either. Jeez.
This is ridiculous.
You got nothing but time on your hands.
I do not appreciate... Everybody is against me today. Even you, Jack. I'm very disappointed in you.
Oh, God. Jack, a month? I'm going to have to deal with this for another month?
You know what? I'm going to leave. And I hope by next month, you guys can become better people.
Don't expect that.
It's a tall order right there.
That hurts.
And you know what? No catchphrase this time. I'm just walking out.
Uh-oh.
Sad Hulk music.
That's it.
Do you walk out?
There goes Bruce Banner.
Oh, now I have to add Sad Hulk music, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I really... You know what? I just hope that Boomer and Momolonga don't come around.
As my character on the podcast on Dead Zone, the podcast, I will issue an apology, and hopefully that makes him feel better.
Oh, as your Rick Hall character?
Yes.
Okay. Jack, yeah, well, I think we were talking about something. I don't even know where we left off. You were starting to talk about the leader. I don't even think you got that far.
I did, but...
Recon 4 Plus.
Yes, Recon 4 Plus. And then, for my troops,
I don't know if anybody's noticed the Jack has become predictable and where in that he would pick one of the two, but in this instance, there's only one Tactician 2 in the leaders. So, therefore, by default, he was taking the...
He had to take that Commando Captain.
Yeah.
That is partly true. Also, that splat is the greasiest in the game. And if you're going to play the Dirty Greenskins, if you're going to be that guy, you might as well just be that guy, but with like the slick back hair and the spray tan. Like I'm going full bore.
Right. You know, Jack, I like the cut of your jib right there.
Yeah, see?
Because all you do is complain and bitch about it, but then given the chance, you take it. But I got you. I got you.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Join him. Sell out in a second.
So for my troops, I took 6 Maw Beasts.
What?
Obviously.
2-3 move, fight on 4+.
AP1.
With their tongue chainsaws. And for 12 points, 1 VP.
Chain Maw. Don't make him come back. It's a Chain Maw.
Chain Maw.
Yeah.
That's his mother you're talking about. Yeah. Don't insult him.
Many extravaganza or going over stuff that the Maw Beast is, even now with all the new stuff coming out, all the craziness and whatever, the Maw Beast still holds true, even with the price increase. Still.
Yes.
Still, you know, better than a Plague Dog, which we all love, you know, just. Yeah, the 12 points AP1 on a 4 fight.
Well, we'll discuss also the other troops. I think that determines that you use chain.
Well, that too, but I'm saying just in the realm of how great they are in general. Just
yeah, they're good. For a troop, they're great. Yeah, I love them.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're one of the best troops out there. Like, they're up there with Pathfinders, you know?
Well, Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, Pathfinder. Well, I'm saying per faction.
Oh yeah, for sure. They're the Khaleesi of the Marauders, for sure.
Yeah. You know, hey, listen. If you know what you think about it, for one more point, you have a Khaleesi.
Yeah, really? Are they only 13 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
that is a travesty. But that's neither here nor there.
If we were talking about Asterians, we didn't talk about them last time because nobody picked them because we tried not to pick them.
So for my specialists.
Oh, Khaleesi are 15 points, so 3 more points. 15, that's not,
I'm sorry.
That's not bad. It's still ridiculously cheap, but not crazy cheap.
I just like when everybody bitches and moans that I don't know the numbers.
What?
Oh,
I'm sorry I ruined your joke. I'll let it out.
I hate when people bitch and moan about things that really don't matter. So anyways, I chose 2 Hulks with 4s across the board, except for a fight on 6.
No, it's Jack. It's a 4-6-4 across the board.
Oh.
Just regular Hulks, Jack? I know they're not.
Well, I did give them hollow sights.
No, really?
Yes. So
38 points?
No.
Hulks?
They are 38 points, 3 VPs.
Wow.
Size 3, 1 armor. They're going to bring some firepower.
Don't forget that tough.
Yeah, because tough, the Hugh Cannon alone.
AP5?
Yeah, it's a Hugh Cannon, not the Hugh Beamer.
Oh. That changes everything.
Well, yeah, well, the Hulks have always been, you know.
Stabilized Hugh Cannon?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Let me see. Hulks? Oh yeah, Hugh Cannon. Oh yeah,
yeah.
They've always been the only thing is that it's heavy. It's heavy.
That's heavy.
That's the drawback, because you're gonna have to get them into position, or you're burning dice to move them or shoot them.
I'm hoping to be burning other people's dice.
Yeah. I got you. I told you I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah. Plus, they're pretty solid.
Yeah.
And I'm rounding out my entire list with a grunt bot. The Buzzsaw Mini Hubeamer.
That's why it confused me. You gave this guy a Mini Hubeamer. That's why it confused me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, only move 1-2.
But 2 armor, though.
Yeah, but 2 it's armor, size
solid,
2.
Solid.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to take a stunt bot, I don't think, anymore.
Mm. It's
quite a bit cheaper. But a lot smaller. I guess a stunt bot's just a bigger version of a grunt bot, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, kind of like the grunt bot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But you didn't take one.
I don't think you have the Buzzsaw, which is range F, AP1, Frenzy 1, or you have the Ripper Talons, which are range F, AP2, and they are tenacious. So, you know, you have a
variety.
Yeah, you put the beamer on it too, so now you're got the Swiss Army knife.
So either keep the guy with you, or you can push it, like you can frenzy him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, if he's at range 5, you can shoot him.
Or you throw some dice on it too for the Ripper Talons. Just you need some AP in there.
How do you model it up with the gun? Does it come with a gun option? I don't think it does it?
No.
It does. It's not like the grunt bot. It doesn't give you options. You have to model him up. Put a Hugh Beamer on his shoulder. That'd be cool. Predator style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I would put it underneath him because I model for advantage.
You put it in his groinal region.
What was that? The one with Quentin Tarantino.
Dust Till Dawn. Yeah.
Sex Machine.
Yep. Yep. That's you can turn him into that.
That is a very obscure tangent, but I will
which
say
all,
that
which
I,
all of us got.
I was going to go with the stunt bot. I did take the 6 troops with that kind of in mind instead of one of the Hulks, because I do really, really like the stunt bot is a beast.
Yeah.
But I toyed with it. And honestly, if I were to rethink the list and maybe to make a couple of changes, I would probably do that. But
well, aren't you fancy pants?
You know, the stump bot 32 points, and then you got to add the stuff to it. That's where you start to get the. Yeah. That's when it becomes a pig as far as points are concerned.
Yeah, because I'd have to take the hull sights off of the 2 Hulks. The Hulk's right. 38, so I've got some points to play with, but. I'd have to play a little bit more.
Mm.
So that is my list, and that is $200 bucks right on the dot and 17 VPs.
Nice.
Quick and dirty. That is there's no fluff, there's no that's just biceps and triceps.
Yeah, no muss, no fuss.
No muss, no fuss. Yes. And it's pretty good. How many units is that? It's 11 units, I think. Not usually. No, you're 10 units. You're not usual horde list that Jack is known for, but
yeah. But he did hit the double digits.
And honestly,
you could have gone horde, but you went crazy heavy duty with 2 Hulks at 38 points. That's crazy. But wow. Hollow sights are awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. At no point has the rules committee ever said, oh, by the way, you can't put a hollow sight on, like, insert kind of bizarrely large equipment or something like that.
Other than walkers, I guess, it's the only thing you can't do.
So yeah, that's my list.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, a hollow sight on a Hulk is great, but also you're paying through the nose for it.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just... it's great, but it's oof, you know.
They are size 3, though, so they got a lot of hit points. And they're tough, so. Armor 1. Tough. They have armor, too, eh?
Armor, tough, and 4.
I assume that's their skin, since they show a lot of skin on these guys.
Yeah.
They have big shoulder pads. Is that where all the armor is?
It's up on the air. So when you shoot, it's like Batman. You don't shoot at the face. You shoot at the other stuff.
You shoot those little dots on his shoulders. Yeah. All right, we're going to go.
He is very top heavy.
Yes, he is.
That's why he fights on sixes. He topples over.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll be back with my list. Yay.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
All right, everybody, we are back, and we are, right now, everyone globally is in this containment protocol. We're trying to bring a little bit of yuck-yuck to you, a little bit of information, and a little bit of fun, and just... even though you're not driving or you're driving to the store with seven masks on and four pairs of gloves on because, you know, you don't want to touch nothing. And, you know, if you don't have toilet paper, you could always use leaves. And that's just the way it is. But we're going to be coming back and we are having the Taskmaster's list. He is his favorite faction right now.
I am my favorite faction.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I chose for my leader. Oh, that's Jack List. I was like, I didn't choose him for my leader. my leader is the Marauder Warlord.
What?
26 points, 1 to 2, 5, 3, 4, 4, 3 to fight, which is nice.
Yes.
He has Tac 1, Tough, Frenzy 1, Green Rage, and Recon 5 plus. Please, coach, tell us what Green Rage does.
The Green Rage is spend an army special result on a command dice to give Frenzy 4, not 1. Not two, not three, but four to a model for the rest of this round. You may spend this dice before taking any fight test. If the model already has frenzy, then add the higher of the two values is used. So
obviously frenzy four.
Yeah, you know. But you know, you gotta put that in there.
Yep. He also has claws, which are AP1, which is nice. And he's got a heavy pistol, which sucks. Well, he's got way to fire. It's all right.
No, way to fire one and range four. Well, you're running him up and, you know.
Yeah, you're not probably. Well, yeah, while you're running him up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's kind of expensive, but I just love that, splat because you'll see with my list.
You know, he's also the guy who, no matter how much you do, no matter how much weight you put on it, he is the model that always topples over.
Yeah, once again, this is another top-heavy model. I think that's going to be for most of the orcs, but yeah, he is for sure.
Oh, no, he just, because of the stance, like he's, you know what I love? I love the model. He's like moving forward. It's not a static pose. It's like, you know, you could see him like he's about to, you know, shoot the heavy pistol and then just take his claw and, you know, from top over, Jason Voorhees style. And he always falls on his face. Always.
I don't even know if we have this model. We probably do, but I don't even know if we do. Jack, do you think
it's so freaking heavy.
I don't. I don't think so. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't think so. We don't have this guy. He's an old warlord or Warpath model. That's why.
Yeah, I think he's like even from the original Kickstarter.
Yeah, he's not. No, I don't think he's from Dead Zone. I think he's from before Dead Zone.
He's definitely a Warpath model.
Yeah. He's like that other guy that's not in the game. The one that Jack ripped his head off, even though the model's one of a kind.
Plagueis or something like that.
Yeah. Mm. I'll never let him live that one down.
No. I'll have to get all my Mantic points together and get
Mortis. Those. Mortis.
And then for my troops, I chose not quite as much as Jack, but I chose 5 Mob Beasts.
What?
Because that's just the way it worked. I only need 5 for my 5 specialists. So, yeah, we all talked about Mob Beasts. Mob Beasts are great. Why would you ever choose anything else?
Yep.
Then for my specialists, I took 2 grunt bots, no special weapons on them, so only 20 points, unlike Jack's. Jack's was 24, yeah. Just regular grunt bots, so some more melee with that buzzsaw and the Ripper Talon. And you have to take them to the new hotness. I have painted one up recently, so it's cool. Mm. I need another one.
Jack method.
And, but they're good. I'd rather take two grunt bots instead of one stunt bot, right? So, and it's, yeah. it'd probably even be cheaper to take two grunt bots than one stunt bot. We have to check that out. And then I took the classic. This is a classic, like, geez, this is, going back to like Clash of Titans. No, not Clash of Titans. what's your tournament?
Oh, Conquest of Triton.
Oh, Conquest of Triton. My brain broke. Classic.
I know what you're going to pick too. Now that you say it, go ahead.
Mark Hamill's. Wait, no, that's not his name.
Not Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill was in when he was on the Pegasus, cutting off the Medusa's head.
What's his name? Something Hamill, though. You're right. Anyways, Commando Specialist HMG Holosight, the classic Marauder Sniper. Yeah. 24 points. Two of those.
Okay.
24 points, but she can only take two Holosights. They have Hacker now, though, which is nice, so that gives me a little hacking my group.
Yeah.
But yeah, you put these guys up high somewhere, and it really is awesome, because they do get Weight of Fire 1 in suppression. So it's a sniper right. with suppression. It's even better.
It's ridiculous.
Not heavy either, so great. They do shoot on fives, which is fine, but
yeah, you're looking to suppress.
Yeah, 24 points, not too bad. And then for my very last specialist, I'm amazed Jack didn't take one of these. It's one of the unique guys, and it is Sergeant Ugric, because he's from Star Saga and he's awesome, and he has fire control, which everybody loves. And he's only 25 points, not a ridiculous price. And he has a laser rifle, which is weight of fire 1, rapid fire, and an auto blaster, which is range 2. And he's got a jump pack. And he's an awesome model because he's got a predator gun on his shoulder.
Yeah. You took him last time, too. In the mercs list.
Oh, did I? Yeah. That makes sense because I like him. He might be one of my favorite mercs, actually.
Really?
And, yeah. 3 VPs is the only bad thing about him. He moves 1-3, which is cool. He moves 3.
Yeah.
So the little jump pack helps him move forward faster, too.
Right, jump pack, jet pack, tomato, tomato.
I only have 199 points and 17 VPs. Same VPs as Jack, but one less point. And I think I have... I would have 13 models. So I have a bigger list. But
wow.
Because I don't have as much expensive stuff. Those Hulks really took up Jack's list.
Yeah.
And on to Coach, please tell us that you did something similar.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you guys are thinking about.
We're thinking about Marauders.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Sweet Chainsaw Maws.
Yeah, I know you guys are, you guys think a different way, so that's why I have to think a different way. So for my leader, I went with Georgie in his Gruntbot outfit, which for some reason they call Bolts.
I almost took Bolts. I was close. I switched him out at last second.
Yeah, almost as good in horseshoes and hand grenades. So he moves on a 1-2, 2 armor, size 2, 5-5-5 across the board, attack 1 solid. The buzzsaw and the ripper talons, you cannot give him a shooting weapon. He is a tinkerer, which is an army special result on a command dice to move a single wound previously taken or prevent a wound from being taken on Bolts or a Gruntbot model. You can use multiple armies during the same activation. So if you got a bunch of splats, you can use them. He's got an awesome recon of 6.
That makes sense. He is Georgie.
Yeah, 24 points, 3 VPs.
Nobody's following this guy into battle.
Nope. No. So just I figured I'd do that, but you know, don't put that head up because you can shoot it. Take it off so you don't get shot.
I put a dome on mine.
Yeah. Oh, is that the ones you ordered? How did that work? Did that work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I got a little dome on my Bolts / Gruntbot.
Oh.
You could print it up with that stupid translucent filament you got.
That's true. I probably could, actually.
Yeah. So we have to do the troops, which I took 6 Morbis. You know, because, you know, that's...
It's like an auto take, eh?
Yeah, really.
There's going to be a lot to hate.
I think these guys really need goblin troops. I think it's been said many times, but I think that's true.
Yeah, by me.
A lot of people. I've heard it on the websites too. On the
interwebs. I threatened a higher up and said there better be some
not in my cage
and goblin troops in the next book, you know. And the funny part is the guy who makes that decision, all he does is play goblins. So, you know.
But that's a long time to wait. 2022?
Mm. Yeah.
2022.
Yeah. I think 21 will get a book, I think.
I think we'll never get a book again.
Okay. Well, this one's perfect, so why bother?
I think we're more likely to get version 3, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm all for that, but.
We'll talk about this at the end.
Okay.
Please tell us your specialist then, since you took 6 lobbies.
Yeah. So you'd think I would take a 2 stunt bots, but I did not. I started off with a Ripper Mauler.
I love the Ripper suits. I usually take them, but I wanted to take a grunt bot this time.
Yes, I took a Ripper Mauler because, you know, 1-2, armor 1, size 3, no shoot, but a 4 fight, 4 survive. And, you know, the Buzzsaw is range F, AP 1, Frenzy 1, and then you have a Ram Knockback, which I don't think anybody uses. I would use it to get a guy off a
objective.
Or something like that. Yeah, but it's situational. But, yeah, they're pretty good. And they're only, you know, you think about it, only 25 points.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
No, not bad at all. So then next thing, I did take a Hulk, but I went naked. No additives like Jack did. And then the last thing I took was 2 grunt bots with the mini Hue Beamer.
Ooh.
For making them 24 points each.
That seems familiar.
Yeah. Well, just because you knew what I was taking, and then you just go first in the
Jack
in the
did line. It wasn't me, it was Jack.
Yeah, there you go. So,
yeah.
So I went twice over first.
When I said I was talking to Jack. What do you see, Rob? You're not the center of the universe. You gotta start to, you know, understand that. But anyway,
every award we win, his ego inflates just a little bit more.
Too much.
The cock walk that he does now is sickening, quite frankly.
Forget about it. So, I like the grunt bot with the Hue Beamer because it's, think about it, it's only 4 points, it's not heavy. And, the mini Hue Beamer is a nice little, addition because it is only, it's AP 1 and it's, not heavy. So you can walk around with it. And, in this list, I think every single model I took has an AP.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. I believe I would as well. Yeah.
Well, it's hard not to in these guys. Almost everything, especially hand to hand, has AP.
Yeah, there's stuff out there without it, and we chose not to take them.
I think I took my commando specialists don't have AP. That's it on my side.
Mm-hmm. But you have to crush.
Or my Ugric either. But everybody else has AP.
He doesn't have an AP?
No.
Ugric, really?
Yep, nope. Amazing.
Really?
Reels.
For reels.
The shizzle. All right, and that's it. So that comes out to $199. And I really don't care how many VPs. 19 VPs. 11 models. So I think I went a little bit more because I had the Mauler, which was 3, and then the 2 grunt box, which was 2. That probably put me over the top as far as VPs.
Yeah. Yeah, you got 2. The Mauler and the Hulk are 3, and then the grunt bots are 2. And plus your leader's 3, so that pumps it really high up.
Yeah. So I wanted to go a little different with this. That's my...
And you failed spectacularly. All 3 of our lists are as interchangeable as black underwear. Like, it's...
Well, you know,
we have so much hate to discuss now.
Well,
we've made ourselves more work.
We did pick 3 different leaders.
Yeah, we only have 1 leader to talk about, but yeah. yeah, we'll get back to it. That was a pretty quick segment, Jet. Usually, Coach, you have a lot more going on your list. This time it was just like, yeah, I took what you took. And
yeah, well, you guys, you know.
We filled it up, yeah. Damn you, Marauders, for being so predictable.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, and we'll have a lot of hate, though. It'll fill up the time.
There you go.
So, guy over there, you look like you can use some entertainment.
I am a bit down lately. I haven't had my fix of variety show radio podcasts lately.
Well, then I have something for you.
A quick, merciful death, so I can be in the embracing bosom of cold, cold hell?
No. Something even better.
Even better?
Vinland Old Time Radio. It's found at vinlandoldtimeradio.podbean.com.
You may have just saved this life.
Wait till you hear it. You might change your mind. Bringing old time radio to the 21st century.
We're funnier than cancer.
We are indeed.
And we're back. The award-winning team building exercise. And as the prophets once said, why would you have abs when you could have kebabs? We're going to go on to the hate. Rob, who's the first person we did not take?
Oh, geez, I have to go way back to the top here.
Commando Sergeant.
Yes, Commando Sergeant. What's his splat do?
By the numbers, you may spend an army special result on a command dice to reroll any normal test made by a model with the commando in their type.
I
in
think
their
this
type thing.
Yeah, this goes forward. I'm the only person who took any commandos, and that was commando specialists, but nobody else took commandos, so. You can really build a commando list, I guess, but.
And any normal test, so it could be anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what's a not normal test.
Yeah.
Again, like, you would make a theme list, but for the most, but only because you had the models, maybe, or if, like, you would have to make a couple changes for the commando sergeant to really make it good. Like, if the skyscrapers were commandos, or, you know, no. He's not for me.
No. He's not for any of us, obviously. Yeah. Out of the leaders, he is the worst by far. It's not even a question.
Yeah, just, but, you know, if you're going to hoard it out, though, you got to take him because he's so cheap. He's 18 points, you know.
Once again, I think Jack was right. You're only going to take him if you have, that's what all you have. You buy that first box and you only have a lot of, what's it called? Commandos. And yeah, you bring him. But other than that, screw that guy.
Ooh.
And with him, screw his troops, which are the commandos.
Yeah. They're not bad.
They are right, but why would you take commandos when you take mob beasts? Mm. Same price as a mob beast, but it's 5/5/4. Move 1 to 2. He's just got a rifle with rapid fire. When you can take a chain mob with AP1, he can't shoot, but man, I'd rather have 2/3 in a 4 fight. Come on.
And everybody sees those mob beasts coming and has got to lay into them with firepower.
Yep.
Because of the speed. You cannot just go, oh, okay, they're just the troops. You can't. They are.
They're so fast, they're going to get up on you and screw up everything.
Like, mess you up.
They are the bane of my Asterion list, because they're going to get up on you and screw up any of your bombards and all that stuff, because these guys jump on you and screw that. So
yeah,
and I've had it happen. So
yeah, and at 12 points, 1 VP, stock standard troop, like another list.
That's
like,
pretty average.
I guess I'm taking that. You know.
Oh well, then there's the Goron auxiliary. These are only in there because they had Goron, the old Warpath orcs, the skinny old orcs that haven't eaten meat yet. They have a poor quality rifle, which is just range 5. They're shown with knives, but they don't have knives. Well, I guess it's just built into their numbers. 6/5/4, 10 points. Pretty expensive for these crappy troops.
Mm. And I'll say, whoever painted the model did the best they could with...
Old models, yeah.
Yeah, like they bronzed up the armor to make it look a little old-timey, and the goggles really have a good... Like the painter really put all he could into it, but they are not great.
Like a Kings of War model with a gun.
Yeah, that's where they were originally, yeah.
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 So, and they are, when you compare them to like the modern, even the Dead Zone V1, they look terrible.
Yeah.
Like, somehow the Warlord, the Warlord came out of that same era, but he's pretty good. But he's also metal miniature, so I think that helps a lot. These guys, they were given these, I remember their old crazy boxes. We have tons of these guys because they're just given away like freaking, they must have piles of them in the warehouse.
Mm.
Did someone die?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
If you got the vid, let's hurry up before it claims you.
Next tweet it is the specialist. We didn't take a skyscraper. I love the model. And him and Mumalunka, same model. But I like the skyscraper's helmet better. I like his head and the shotgun. Aerial deployment, which is cool that they get an aerial deployment guy. 18 points, 2 VPs. Anything else to say about these guys?
Essentially, you get aerial deployment, and then you become a commando.
Except for they don't have the commando abilities, so you can't even use your commando captain. Right. Should be called the skyscraper commando.
Yeah.
Like sky commando or aerial commando or something to mix that list up. If you're going to make a, because what you have left is the commando specialist. So you have to tinker with that. Like a little flavor would be nice. And in my opinion, the skyscraper, it would be something that would mix that up.
You can do a lot with a commando specialist, but yeah, you need, I think, a little bit extra for sure. Goblin Sniper. Usually it's I take Goblin Snipers, but I went with the other guys this time.
Yeah, I usually take them too.
So I'm not too upset about these guys. The only problem is their line of sight issues because they are so short. Mm-hmm. You can't put them over barriers. Usually the barriers are taller than them. But we've modded a few out to be standing, which helps.
What about the one who's just like throwing up his hands? Like, you know?
Yeah, at least he's the worst model in the game, but but at least you can model for advantage in that sense. He can put his gun over the top.
Right, he's surrendering and shooting.
Yeah.
But you know, the stats 5, 7, 6. The rifle's heavy. Like,
it makes sense. He's a little guy, but
it's AP one.
It's only AP one. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, goblins get short shrifted in dead zone. Like,
they do.
They're pretty piss poor.
Well, until the
imagine if you had goblin commandos. Goblin commandos.
Grunt bots are the only good thing now. Yeah, you do need goblin commandos. Goran Saboteur, once again, to use an old Warpath model. He's got Scout, which is cool. He comes with a bow, which he's not pictured with. Harunka, which is the knife. Stun grenade, which is one use, which sucks. If he was like Boomer and had multiple, that'd be fun. 16 points and 2 VPs, pretty expensive.
For essentially Scout, because his stats are not great. You are literally paying for Scout.
Yeah, a lot for Scout, yep.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah. Mobby's Bomber, we've talked about these guys before. If you have extra, like Jack could have turned one of his Mobbies into a Bomber since he had an extra one. And then you have the option of booming him. And when he dies, he booms. It's kind of fun.
The problem is all of them are modeled with a bomb on their back, so you either have to make your decision.
Yeah, you have to paint like an X on them or something to tell which one it is. Yeah, yeah, they've got to do some naked mob beasts without the bomb on their back. I think I've cut a few off with a saw, but yeah. We didn't take a Rainmaker. I love Rainmakers. This time I took Gruntbots instead. I love Rainmakers.
They were merely, moved aside briefly for the new hotness.
Yeah.
Normally the Rainmaker would be making an appearance.
Yes.
I was 1 point shy.
Of getting a Rainmaker in there too, yeah.
It was 201 with him, so that's why I put the Mauler in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's 2 points, yeah. That's why you're at 199. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We love the Hulks. Boomer, we didn't take. Once again, he's an auto add for my, if I was actually going to play a Marauder list, Boomer with all those grenades, he's awesome. He is the bestest. He's only 20 points too. That's like, what, 6 free grenades for 20 points?
Yeah.
5 free grenades, something like that. Yeah, he's awesome. Chief Radigrad, I think we've talked about him before. He's 40 points and 4 VPs. Why is he so expensive? He's not a leader.
Nice.
Why isn't he a leader, A? He should be a leader. Mm. And B, why is he so goddamn expensive?
He did have an elite list.
Yeah. And they never changed his points from the elite list?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Because without a splat, he's not worth those points. He's a worse version of Bolts, really, frankly.
You know what it is, though? Decapitator is an AP3. The Twin Blaster with Weight of Fire, AP2. That's pretty good.
5-4.
Solid. Tough. Yeah.
Yeah, but look at Bolts. He's not that much different from that. He doesn't get the ranged weapon, but he's also half the price.
Right.
Shade. Shade has a med pack, but it used to be just a med pack, and now it's med pack one use. That really ruined him.
Well, it was supposed to be med pack one use, but it didn't. I know. For some reason, it wasn't printed.
But that's one med pack with unlimited med pack, like Boomer, is way better than one use med pack. Why would you ever take a 22-point model for a med pack? I guess it's because this is the only way to get a medic in this list, but yeah. Stealthy, which is good for a medic, and Frenzy 1, which is kind of... He's only got AP 1 wrist blades, but...
That's on a 4 on Frenzy 1. That's not terrible.
No, but for 22 points, I'd rather have two mob beasts, almost.
Mm.
One and three quarters of a mob beast. Yeah, if it was unlimited med packs, I would take this guy. If you were going to have medics. I don't believe medics, but... Chief of Mamalanka? I don't want to insult the guy, but...
Can we just address the that white elephant in the room? How badly they misspelled his name in this book?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It looks like Chief Maluka here. Like, who says that? That's clearly a misprint.
Mm.
They're missing an M... And they're missing another K or something.
And an umlaut, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, they're missing a. It's shameful.
He does have a way to fire too, which is cool. Once again, 4 VPs, 32 points, pretty expensive. Well,
you know what it is? It's TAC 2.
Yeah, you're buying TAC 2 for your list. That's kind of cool.
Well, you know what though? He is armor 1, size 1, 4s across the board. You got the aerial deployment, which is okay, but you have TAC 2 and tough. Armor 1 and Survivor 4. So he's pretty hardy. The twin pistols give you weight of fire 2. And his, you know, he has a jump pack, so.
Yeah, he's not horrible. It's just it's the 4 VPs. I don't think
he's. 4 VPs, yeah.
Yep, he's good. Stuntbot, nobody took a Stuntbot this time. We've discussed them already. Love the model now, it's back in production. He's Gruntbots almost replace him, but. He's still pretty cool. He's got fire control, which is the big bonus for these guys.
Mm-hmm. And
If you don't know, you can take the little hatch off the top, and there's a guy inside. Like, it never gets shown that way, but boy, it's just a fun to paint model.
And he's got you can magnetize all his arms and stuff, so he's all his options.
Now this is one of the the walkers that actually have 3 hard points.
Yes, because you can have extra weapons if you want to really spend that much. But and with my magnets, you can actually stick an extra arm on him because the magnet will stick through the other magnet. So I could have 3 arms on my on my stunt bot. Oh. But yeah,
you know, like well, you think about it, right? What is he? 32 points.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if you take like a thermal cannon. And Buzzsaw or Big Claw, they're basically the same price.
Or a Hugh Beamer, mini Hugh Beamer you can throw on.
Yeah, you can take a mini.
Oh, no, that's not a Walker.
No, it's so you can take a Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw, Big Claw, yeah. Flamer.
The Flamer, the Thermal Cannon, which is not bad.
Yeah, pretty cheap, too. It's only 3.
3 points, yeah, range
4. That might be the one that you add on for 3 extra points. So you're going to probably take the Hugh Cannon or the... or if you can't even take the Hugh Cannon, that you could take the, which one? Yeah. They don't, oh, Thermal Cannon, I guess is their weapon.
Thermal Cannon.
Yeah, so the weapons are super cheap. For a Walker, all their weapons are cheap. Usually Walker weapons are like in the teens at least.
Yeah. So now the thing is, let's say you take a Thermal Cannon for 3 and you want to take a Buzzsaw. So now you're at 10 and
Flamer, 14 for a Flamer.
Right. No, well, 4 for a Flamer.
That's what I'm saying altogether, 14.
Yeah, but it's only one use, range 2.
Oh, yeah, it's one use.
All right, so that's what? That's another 14. So, Rob, 32 and 14 is 74, I think, 75. Something like that.
Yes, it's 46.
46 points. So now is it worth it to take the stunt bot for 46 points, or you take...
2 grunt bots.
For 2 more points, you take 2 grunt bots with the mini Hugh Beamer.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so what do you, you know, I mean, although he is a size 4.
And these guys don't have the smoke ones like everybody else does. They don't get their smoke launchers. All the other walkers get smoke launchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's kind of funny. that it's finally back in production, and they kind of made it obsolete.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't make it too cheap compared to the other walkers, too. You know.
Yeah. Oh, you can't make it any cheaper. It's just they made the grunt bots too good.
Mm-hmm.
Although you are getting, you know, size 4, armor 3.
Size 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Solid construct.
But Frenzy, they're both solid, yeah. Frenzy 1 you're getting.
Frenzy 1 comes with. Yeah, the Frenzy 1 in and of itself comes with it. So now if you take the buzzsaw, you're getting Frenzy 2.
And fire control lets you shoot twice, which is nice. So you take.
Right.
Can you take, I guess you don't have to, but two thermal cannons? Make them look cool?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Well, there's no point. Because you can still fire that twice with fire control, can't you? It doesn't have to be two separate weapons.
No, it has to be two separate.
Oh, does it? Yeah, so you'd have to take two of those. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you're not shooting the same weapon twice. You're shooting two weapons.
Yeah, so there you go. Take the two thermal cannons.
All right, so let's do it. We'll take the big, let's say the buzzsaw. Let's take the buzzsaw because it's AP1, Frenzy 1. So now you have it at Frenzy 2 for 7. And then two thermal cannons for 6. So that comes out to, what, 79 points, Rob, when you add
6 and 7? 6 and 7 is 13.
Right.
So, yeah, so it'd be 45. That's not bad.
So that's not bad. Or do you take two grunt bots for 48?
Yeah. That's getting better, though, because he does have that fire control, which is cool. It matters what your list you're going for. Plus, again, what matters which models. But I think that would be my choice, actually, would be the two thermal cannons. Even then, you don't have to take a buzzsaw. He could still punch you at 8 with Frenzy 1.
Right. You're punching somebody with nothing, though.
Well, you're hitting him with a gun. Doesn't matter. It's still getting Frenzy 1.
Right. You know, you're getting the buzzsaw would give you the AP1, or the big claw would give you AP3.
And tenacious. But that's 7 points you're throwing on top. I'm saying you could save that 7 points and not have any melee.
No. What I'm saying, you're going to take either the buzzsaw or the big claw.
Or take neither, I'm saying.
Okay. So then you would. So basically, you're making the Iron Ancestor.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. He's going to have two guns and fire control, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he can still punch. He still gets Frenzy 1 on his punch. It's not hitting. You're hitting him with a gun.
Yeah. No, I got you.
It's just, yeah. Is 7 points really worth AP1 and Frenzy 2 in the end? Yeah.
Frenzy 2 is not...
For 7 points, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It matters if you have points left over, because there's nothing in this list that's less than, what, 12 points? Believe me, I tried. I was at 91 points. I'm like, I have nothing to buy.
Well, then again, you could take a stabilized Hue cannon, which would be 10 points.
No, that's a vehicle only.
Yeah. So if you look underneath the stunt bot, you can take vehicle?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, that changes everything. Yeah. I didn't know he could take vehicle. That's
cool. But it's 10 points and 2 VPs now.
But he's awesome.
Yeah. So now you take that with 2 auxiliary flamer with you would only need 1 thermal cannon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of 2 because you're taking that. So now you're at 14 instead.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Stabilized Hue cannon.
I'm sorry, thermal cannon's 3 points. I'm looking at the flamer.
What's fire platform again? That gives you, it's just like Frenzy, but for shooting, right?
An extra dice.
Oh, an extra dice. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's stabilized Hue cannon. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. There you go. That's the Marauders.
You know what would be cool?
Oh, yeah, we missed one.
Well, no, yeah, we're almost done. If you could, too bad you couldn't take it on the stunt bot like a backpack and have the mortar on it.
There you go. Yeah, that's a lance only, unfortunately.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if like say he straps on a backpack and it's the mortar, you know, like
I'll run his shoulder once again. That'd be cool.
No, just like don't change it, man. A backpack. You know, like your freaking mechs. They have this stuff and it comes over the top. You know.
Or it just slapped the whole gun track on his back.
Yeah. that'd be awesome.
We did forget about the gun track, Jack. I know you want to talk about more goblins. Please. What do you feel about the gun track?
I usually try and take one. I kind of like them.
Yeah, with the mortar, it's pretty good.
The mortar is great.
Because that's 30 points?
Yeah, well, 18 and 12 is like, it's what, 30, 39, 42 points, something like that?
Yep, 30 points. That would be four VPs, though.
Mm-hmm.
You sit them at the back of the board, though, because it is range 10, so.
Yeah.
Heavy, which means they can't move, but they're not moving anyways.
They're not going to move. Why would you move it? And, you know, one armor, four, size four, like, it's nice. But
when you put it out, do you have to model it with that extra guy off the base?
You put that out there, and then when he takes a wound, you take that off so that he's, you know. I think it's the what's it called?
He's not crew-served weapon, though.
No, it's not a crew-served weapon, so it wouldn't have to be worried about that.
He doesn't get worse, yeah. So
yeah.
It's just the way it's modeled. It came with a loader of some sort, even though his weapon... Well, I guess a mortar has a real...
Well, I think because it used to have slow reload.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
That's what it was. So now everything has gone the way of the team. But would you ever take it with the Hugh Beamer?
You
can't.
Yeah, it ends up being the same we always have. It's too short. And it can only move 1-1. You can't get into position too much.
And you have so many options. It's a plethora of hue all the way up. You know, if you're gonna talk about Borg that have been liberated, there's more than enough.
That's true.
Well, take something that'll never have line of sight, and you can't move it, and it gets stuck, and it's a solid force, so nothing can go through it.
And you can't fit it in any squares because it's too big.
Right, and it doesn't climb. Or you can give it, you have a Hulk that can just do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so, and honestly, the Hulk, although a size 3 and the gun track is a size 4, they're the same price.
And, yeah, that's the only good thing about a size 4, but... If you're not, it should just be gun track. Just comes with the mortar. Don't even give it options. What's the point of giving options?
Yeah, instead of a gun track, it would be the track mortar or something. Because it's not really a gun mortar track. That's pretty cool.
Anything else? I think we talked about mostly everything. Flamers still suck. You can give people Hrunkas, which are frenzy one knives.
Five points and no VPs. It's just
expensive. But I always find all melee weapons are really expensive to add to people. They should be cheaper because nobody ever does it. Nobody ever adds a melee weapon to somebody.
Right.
It's one of those things that unless you made them all like 1 point, that way when you were at 199 or at 149, you could just go, okay, I'll give him a knife and get a bonus. No one's looking going, I really want to give my, give my troop an extra, it's one of those things that's almost like a waste of space and mind power.
Well, it's that 1 point thing where there's always that 1 point, well, except for Jack, but there's usually a 1 point left over and there's nothing that costs 1 point other than a pistol. Can I give my mob beast a pistol?
No, because he's a beast.
But he'd still be funny. He doesn't have to shoot it. He's just going to carry it.
Carry it in his mouth? Like he's crunching it in the chain more? Well, you know what? I'm looking at it too, man. The HMG for 4 points is a freaking bargain compared to like a burst laser.
Or a Hrunka.
or a burst laser or a autocannon for, the Forge Father autocannon. It's like... 4 points is just ridiculous. I mean, there's no AP on it, but there's no AP on the burst laser. But way to fire one, suppression, 4 points, range 6. Jesus. It's so good.
Yeah, it is good.
You know.
But most importantly, and I do have to stress this, it is my turn to pick next. So
I think it actually is this time, Jack. That's the sad part.
No, it's not.
I picked this, didn't I?
Yep.
So I'm going to pick...
Hold on. We got to...
There's not much left.
Well, yeah, I know, right? What are we going to do? There's not much left. All right. So we have done the Mercs, the Asterians, the Enforcers, the Forge Father, GCPS, just did the Marauders. We did the Plague, the Rebs, and the Veermen. Now we have left is the Maison and the Nameless.
That's it, eh?
Yep.
Whose turn is it? Is it...
Yeah, it's Jack then me.
Yeah, so it is Jack's turn.
Yeah, it sucks because my turn is basically the...
whatever's left, yeah.
Given. Yeah.
Jack, so Maison or... What was the other one? Nameless.
Nameless.
Because...
Did you pick Nameless or are you just saying Nameless?
He was just reiterating, I think.
For full disclosure, even though the bit would work, I did choose the Marauders, I believe.
Did you? What was before Marauders?
Asterians.
I chose Asterians. No. Did I? No. Did I?
Well, I know I picked the Forge Fathers, so that was me. Then you picked the Marauders, so now Jack is picking the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought I picked Marauders.
I've sworn. Okay, so let's go Nameless.
Nameless? Okay.
Nameless.
All right, so then we know...
Maison is last.
Yep, no... We're going to wait another month for 12 plague victims. Okay. You know, that's, all right.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Nameless is good, man. I dig the Nameless.
Nameless are interesting, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have the rest of the agenda for season 4 set out. So everybody get excited for that. You can always go to FamilyGamers777 on YouTube to watch Judge Dredd coverage.
All day.
You did the battle report lately, and you've been unboxing stuff, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else coming up?
Yeah, just playing some games. You know, I would play Dead Zone, but, you know, nobody wants me to play Dead Zone, so that's it. You know, too busy watching other stuff.
Please comment on every video, Dead Zone. You can go to Discord, too, to discuss that.
Yeah, well, we're trying to... get, you know, go to the Discord, the Family Gamers Discord, and you could go in the poll and pick something, because I know Jack didn't do it, so.
Jack doesn't go on Discord, even though we set it up. He hasn't been on there in years.
You know what? I did go on. I was reading the other day, and then I knew you had said, hey, there's a poll to someone else. I was like, where's the poll? I couldn't find it on your Discord, so.
You probably missed it.
I know what Jack does. He gets on and says, 103 new messages, and he says, oh, screw it, I'll go do something else.
Yes, go on Family of Gamers 777 on Discord. There's also comic book talk and 3D printing talk and Mandalorian talk. Hopefully we can continue that now that we've seen it all. A lot of
3D printing talk. More, I just put it up as a whim. I didn't think we were going to
really
get into it. But, yeah, it was good. You know what's great? It's like... everybody's at a different stage of their 3D printing. So, like, Rob, you would ask a question. I'm like, oh, that's easy. Just, you know, do this and do that. And then I was like, well, what about this? And then Chris will be like, oh, well, I've done this. Or even Pat once in a while gets involved. Very, very rarely. But
and Terrainaholic's in there because they're 3D printing a lot now.
Yeah, they've been doing it too. That usually prompts a phone call. But, yeah, I don't mind. I love those guys.
Yep, so it's good. And you can listen to Jack playing his character of Rick Hall on Dead Zone the Podcast every month, theoretically, when Brian decides to edit things.
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel now, Brian? Now you feel my pain, buddy.
Yeah.
careful what you wish for, my friend.
Yep. And what else going on?
That audacity is a bitch.
I'm so used to it now, I don't even notice its flaws. It's like
you don't check anything anymore. You just let it go through.
Well, it's not my fault you guys swear so much now.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Anything else? I don't think so.
Nope.
Hopefully this containment protocols lifts and I can start planning on Triton for this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate that we'll see. It'll be close because that's in June, right? Usually?
July.
Oh, July? Well, July, hopefully by then.
For the first weekend after, you know, the first Saturday after the 4th. But I haven't planned anything because, you know, I mean, I'm in the epicenter of this virus. And,
And
I don't know what to do.
They've canceled Comic-Con, and I would not be very surprised if they don't cancel Gen Con. I'd be very surprised if that goes through.
What do you mean, San Diego Comic-Con or New York?
No, San Diego Comic-Con's canceled. And that's in July, so...
Yeah, New York is in October, but...
they're talking about getting rid of that, too.
I mean, Segway, you know, they've canceled my rugby season. They're talking about the way the chancellor's talking is I might not even have a football season. So,
yeah,
which would be a huge travesty, so, you know. No, I mean, it's, you know, you work for something all year, and then it's like, you know, it's kind of like the letdown of Adepticon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was our first, I think I was literally at the last gathering of any con. Was it, C2E2 was the last one that really happened, so.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time. Everybody stay safe. Go online, talk to your friends.
Yeah, don't go out, man. You know what? It's stupid too, because you see videos of people out there hanging out and playing basketball, playing tag and grab ass, and you know, then you get sick. You know?
Yeah, and then you hear about everybody who was there got sick. So don't do it.
You know what it is too. A buddy of mine is their grandfather was in the hospital. You know, with the ventilator and everything, he's actually pulling out of it, which is great. Nice. But his wife had it, gave it to the son-in-law, and then the whole family's got it. But the his wife and the son-in-law had no symptoms, but like the youngest, his young son had 105 fever. So it's like, you know, you can't mess around. You don't know. You might be immune to it, or you might be a carrier, or then you get it, and God forbid, you know, just don't be stupid. You know, rule number one and two, man, just follow them. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You know, don't be a dick and remember rule number one. I haven't said it in a while, but needs reiterating.
And if you're listening to this after all this happened, say hi to our cockroach overlords.
Yes.
We appreciate them and everything they do for us.
Do the line, Jack. You know the line. I'm going to mess it up.
I just wanted to say cock ring overlords because that sounded funnier. So
it's always got to take it there. It's something like I for one love my cockroach overlord or something like that.
Jack for one loves his cock ring overlords.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, so this has been Team Building Exercise. See, yeah. Look what this is doing to me. I don't like socialize, so I don't have to talk anymore. Yeah. This is the multi-award-winning team-building exercise. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach. I'm glad this is over so I could turn my printer back on.
Yeah, me too. I was sitting here looking at it. This is the first time it's been off for more than 5 minutes, so. Bye-bye.
Right up. Cochrane.
Well, that's another show down the drain. What do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?